The advantage of small language models, SLMs, is that they are small enough to run on enterprise devices, but powerful in their domains of expertise. An organization can deploy several SLMs with different expertises, just as its employees have different expertises. An InfoWorld article suggests that the future of enterprise AI will be a pragmatic toolbox composed of statistical models, specialized SLMs, and structured data. The move from LLMs to SLMs is similar to the software industry's shift from monolithic applications to microservices. Today's state-of-the-art SLMs include Meta's mobile LLM R1 family and Google's Gemma 3, a model optimized for energy efficiency. Internal tests showed that 25 conversations consume under 1% of a phone's battery. Research teams at Stanford University and the nonprofit ARC Institute have used AI to propose new genetic code for viruses, which they then managed to replicate and kill E. coli bacteria in a petri dish. A virus is not a living organism on its own, since it cannot reproduce or carry out life processes without infecting a host cell, so the research cannot be qualified as AI-designed life. Meanwhile, research from OpenAI and Apollo Research looks at the problem of scheming in AI models. This is when an AI model pursues misaligned goals and attempts to hide this from the model operators, thereby making detection difficult. Researchers warn that the problem of scheming can become more serious in the future. An MIT Technology Review paper returns to the question of energy consumption due to AI, with some estimations suggesting that AI data centers will consume the equivalent of 22% of U.S. households in 3 years' time. The author wonders if AI demand might be beginning to plateau, as GPT-5 was received with some disappointment and an MIT report found that 95% of businesses are unable to obtain a return on investment from their AI projects. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, announced an inquiry into Google, Instagram, Meta, OpenAI, and Character Technologies, maker of Character.ai, to get information about how they develop AI companions, and then monetize and measure user engagement. Meanwhile, an article in The Guardian looks at the challenges facing AI raiders, people contracted to flag inappropriate output from AI models and testing. Raiders describe a stressful environment with tight deadlines. In some cases, raiders are even asked to contribute information to the model, even when the topic falls outside of their domain of expertise. In the EU, there are doubts about whether OpenAI's GPT-5 model complies with the EU AI Act because it seems to lack the required training data summary and copyright policy. Under the law, GPT-5 and models released after August 1, 2025 have until 2026 to comply. Older models have until 2027 to comply. Donald Trump is claiming to have reached a deal with China so that TikTok can continue to operate in the U.S. and avoid a planned nationwide ban. Under the deal, the Chinese would retain control of the content selection algorithm and the remaining U.S. assets would be transferred to U.S. ownership. Some U.S. officials argue that the ban cannot be effective if China retains control of the algorithm. Finally, OpenAI announced a non-binding agreement with Microsoft for a revised partnership that would allow its for-profit division to convert to a public benefit corporation. This would allow OpenAI to raise additional capital and eventually become a public company.